It's Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison following the Nomads 3-2 victory over Goitre United in the Welsh FA Cup. Andy, does that result there reflect the resilience in your team at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, with, you know, 92 minutes, 2-1 down to 10 players, you know, you... Listen, I'm sort of preparing in my mind what I'm going to have to say after the game. You know, we've kept knocking on the door. We've kept asking questions of them. They've just sat in with two banks, which they would do that late on the game in a cup game. But, you know, yet again, Nick, we've found a way to win the game when we were, you know, we were very poor. The two goals they scored, they don't go in if John Danby's not hurt his knee. You know, but he's kept going. And... Yeah, listen, I've been connected with Man City. I've seen that happen twice, you know, two goals in 92nd, 94th minute twice in my life. It's happened three times now, and I wouldn't want that too often to happen again.
Les Davis today, hat-trick, captain for the day. Fantastic performance by Les.
Yeah, I mean, Les gets credit for the goals, you know, and again, gave us a kind of a platform to play from. But, you know, there's six or seven lads who weren't quite at it today, and whether that's fatigue, whether that's, you know, we've battled so hard this season to keep our noses in front and to keep out where we are, and, you know, and I just, there's a little lack of energy at the moment in the team, and you know, we'll rest up this week, and we play the following Tuesday, which again is great for us against Druids. It gives us that extra two or three days, because, you know, they need a rest. They look tired, and you know, and listen, I can only praise them for finding a way to win the game, because you know, for long periods of the game, it didn't look like we were going to get back in it.
A few of the results on the elsewhere today, such as Airbus getting knocked out as well, and as well as Llandudno, a few surprises. Good for us not to be on the end of one of those surprises at the end of the day as well.
Yeah, you know, we've had some fantastic highs in the last year, you know, and losing the game today would have been, you know, would have been a real low. And, you know, and I just think that spirit that just keeps going, you never say die, you know, and that's been, you know, that's been reflective of the team for me in the last year. So, you know, they've always found a way to win a game of football, and but, you know, we know the key areas that we need, and the problems that the opposition caused us today are down to the fact that we don't have the personnel at the moment where we're, you know, we're filling round holes with square pegs, you know, for an analogy. You know, we've known that we can't get away with it, but we've still managed to find a way week after week after week to stay in games and win games, patch over what our deficiencies have been, and give a good account of ourselves. And, you know, we've won the game again today, but, you know, them key areas that we need to look at, they will be, you know, they will be sorted out in the January window. So, you know, we've got five games left now. We'll keep going. We've had some good news with George Horan. It looks like the injection that he had has settled down the area. So, you know, maybe a couple of weeks, two or three weeks, maybe George will be back. And when you get your skipper back and you've got somebody who has the energy to start things from the back. You know, when that first ball comes up and that first header is won and it goes in the opposite direction, that sets the tone of things up for your patterns of play. And, you know, when the lads haven't, you know, they've not let me down, but at times they've not had them attributes. You come up against somebody like Rose today, who for many years has been one of the best strikers in the Welsh Premier League. Very, very clever at what he does. And, you know, and then those little shortcomings are just, they stand out even more. Chris Rimmer's now got some time in his legs. So again, Chris gives me a different option. So a very, very, very pleased. But, you know, I think the key word is I'm just relieved. I'm relieved because, you know, that probably was really harsh on them. Really harsh on them, because they've done so well. They had a great energy about them. They never stopped running. They put their head in. They tackled things. They were vociferous. You know, they were aggressive. And, you know, it's a massive result to get through, because as you've already said, Nick, you know, Llandudno have been beat. Airbus have been beat. And, you know, it could have been us. But again, you know, chuffed to bits and proud of the lads.